This is a Fox News alert. More U.S. troops are heading to Europe on Lisa Brady. Russia's attack on its neighbor Ukraine drawing a swift international response, but not in Ukraine.
Today, I'm authorizing additional strong sanctions and new limitations on what can be exported to Russia.
President Biden also deploying additional forces to Germany to help bolster NATO's defenses while saying again, U.S. troops are not there to fight Russia or to fight in Ukraine. He's also pledging to do everything in his power to limit the pain for Americans at the gas pump.
This is critical to me. But this aggression cannot go unanswered. If it did, the consequences for America would be much worse.
The U.S. and its allies are freezing the assets of major Russian banks, but not going as far as Ukrainian officials have urged to cut Russia out of the SWIFT payment system, which is used to transfer money from bank to bank around the world. The U.S. also slapping sanctions on banks in Belarus, along with the defense industry and security officials there, over support for the Russian invasion. President Biden speaking after a call with G7 leaders and the NATO Secretary General, with a NATO summit planned for tomorrow. He says the Russian president has chosen war without a cause, showing his sinister vision for the future of the world.
What we know from the Pentagon, more than 100 ballistic missiles were launched by Russia into Ukraine. Russia advanced on three main axes of assault. They're coming into Kiev from two positions, the northwest and from the northeast, from Belarus.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Ukraine giving out weapons to veterans and other citizens willing to help fight Russian forces. In New York, hundreds of protesters marching to Russia's diplomatic office, singing the Ukrainian national anthem. Big swings on Wall Street. The Dow's down 242, but it was down a lot more. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, Ukrainians in the U.S. are worried about family members at home.
Katya Demidova in Los Angeles talked to her brother and his wife in the days leading up to this. They did not think their family in Kyiv would be sitting in a basement shelter as sirens went off Thursday.
So we really thought it was just to be the border situation. We never thought it would come to Kyiv, and especially to like a civilian neighborhood.
She says they have 5 and 6-year-old children and are trying to figure out what's next as traffic is packed and word is the airports are closed.
To maybe go to Ivano-Frankivsk, which is closer to Poland, and then cross the border there, or to go to the mountains.
She says as they were going downstairs to the shelter, fighter jets flew so close the entire building shook. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The counselor for a 15-year-old boy charged with killing 4 students at his Michigan high school says he told the teen's parents on the morning of the shootings he believed their son was a threat to himself and needed mental health support. Sean Hopkins testifying at a preliminary hearing for Jennifer and James Crumbly today. He says he told them Ethan Crumbly should get help as soon as possible. The parents are charged with involuntary manslaughter. Ethan Crumbly is charged as an adult with first-degree murder, assault with intent to murder, terrorism and gun charges in the November 30th shooting at Oxford High School. Britain's Queen cancels more events.
Buckingham Palace announces Queen Elizabeth has pushed back 2 more virtual appearance appointments following the 95-year-old monarch testing positive for COVID-19. Explaining in a statement, the 2 virtual audiences will be rescheduled to a later date.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, they say the Queen, though, continues light duties. Again, a sell-off on Wall Street, but not the way it was. The Dow's down about 140 an hour to the close. The S&P and the NASDAQ turning positive. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.